Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Well, hello everyone from the snowless animal compound in Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson, and you are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on this magical network we call Blog Talk Radio as we reach our listeners around the world. Hello to New Zealand, Ireland, England, New Guinea, believe it or not, across North America, and, of course, the small town of Paragon, Indiana. We're there, and we thank you for being a part of your evening tonight, or if you're listening to us on archives after the initial broadcast, we appreciate that as well. Keeping us on the air and manning the controls, our studio producer, Billy Willard, from the fine state of Virginia. We appreciate the efforts that he puts in, and from the Wild World News Studios, now HD, newly renovated, and gosh, so modern, the honorable, distinguished Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening, Mr. Batson. Yeah, well, it's up to 13 degrees tonight.
Oh, God.
Yeah. 21 days till spring.
Oh, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Three long weeks.
Too soon. I don't know if spring arriving will do any good or not. We've got another snow storm coming in this weekend.
Yes.
Possible 6 to 10 inches.
Oh.
We've already broke all the records this year.
Oh. I know. I put a letter into the local REMC electrical company telling them that we should lose our electricity. We want to be on a priority list because of all of our creatures are heated with electricity.
That's right.
And that's not good. So we hope that all goes well. So our guest tonight, Carol Schofield, is joining us again with Foothill Records, and we've got lots to talk about. They've got a brand new book out, The Beatles, 50 Years Since They Invaded America and Hollywood. We'll be talking about that, some of the new artists she has on her label, and also her rather innovative way of selling records. It's all magical tonight on Blog Talk Radio. This half is brought to you by Peter Weimer and Bigfoot.com. Chautauqua Lake Bigfoot, $4.99 video on demand. You can get the 6 hours of video through the Chautauqua Lake Bigfoot event that happened April 26th, 27th, and 28th. Steve calls. Billy Willard, our studio producer, was there, Bigfoot researcher. Melissa Hovey, myself, and Bob Gimlin. It's all there. 6 hours of magical footage, very similar to what you see on television, Discovery Channel. They've got a new one out called Cryptid, and, of course, the Finding Bigfoot. I call it Not Finding Bigfoot. And it's all there. ChautauquaLakeBigfoot.com. They make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Good evening. This is Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News for February the 27th. Yes, now there's only one day left in the month.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a very short month.
It is.
Yeah, and we're happy about that, I think. But
I think we are.
But a lot of people who are born on the 29th don't get a birthday this year. So
I never thought of that.
All right. Well, let's start the Wild World News out with big birds tonight. Phoenix, Arizona. Groups tracking the reintroduction of the endangered California condor are celebrating with a record 4 birds hatched near the Arizona-Utah border. Now, this year has brought an increased enthusiasm with the possibility that a condor hatched in the wild will produce the first second-generation wild bird.
Very cool.
Yeah, very cool.
How many?
4.
4, wow.
4 new babies, yeah. And that's a big step in the condor world.
Well, I know, considering at one time I think there was only 18 or 19 left in the wild, that's major.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess it's all about the money at Mammoth Cave, Kentucky. The National Park Service said a disease deadly to bats that we've talked about for the last few years, the white nose syndrome, has been discovered in passageways of Mammoth Cave that are open to the park visitors. Now, there are no plans to change the way the park operates its tours.
Mm. Doesn't bother the bats, I assume.
Well, they've determined that the people coming into the caves are causing the white nose syndrome due to whatever they're tracking on their feet or bring with them.
Oh, really?
So the fact that they're leaving the cave open...
kind of disturbing.
Must be the money. Yes, it is kind of disturbing.
Okay. Well. My name is Bat Sun.
But that's all right, yeah. Yeah, you're part of it. Your nose is okay, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of red right now, if you want to know.
Yeah, we won't get into that. All right, we need a little help from our Wild World listeners in Olympia, Washington. Conservation Northwest has offered a $7,500 reward for the help in solving the case of an endangered gray wolf that was found shot to death this month in Stevens County.
Hang them up, man.
That's right.
That's not right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
If you're hunting and you don't know, if you think it might be a coyote or a rabbit, you know, learn your animals. Don't go out into the wild without knowing what you're going to encounter when you go out.
You know, I got burned up today. I was going in to buy tiger food, and I noticed one of my favorite little gray squirrels had been hit on our road. And I'm not talking, we don't live on a highway. We live on a country road. What are these losers thinking? Why would you want to hit and kill a little squirrel? You cannot put on your brake and wait for the little guy to scamper off to the side.
No, that's like rude.
I just want to hit him right in the mouth, Carol. That's the voice of Carol Schofield, by the way. And you know what the Dalai Lama said? You know about this, Henry? Carol?
No, please share it with us.
Well, he said that animals are much more organized than we are. And I could totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Dead air's bad. Dead air's bad. Comment on that. Go ahead.
I tell you what I enjoyed today. Thousands of starlings. The starlings and the crows have moved into the cities along the waterways. And the starlings, even though, you know, they're considered pests, when they're in flight, the groups,
mm-hmm.
It's the most beautiful thing.
I have to say that I looked out my porch and I heard it's reminded me of the movie The Birds from Alfred Hitchcock, and I look up, there was hundreds of starlings. Then I realized why Walmart donates dog food to our wildlife sanctuary. And sometimes I'll just take handfuls of dog food and throw them out in our yard, and the crows and the starlings just absolutely love it. So they were saying thank you as I looked up into the trees, and I was hoping I wouldn't get crapped on.
So you're the one bringing all the crows and starlings in.
I try. I love them.
Good job.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, we're talking turtles. Galveston, Texas. Hundreds of cold, stunned green sea turtles have survived after being rescued from bays and estuaries during wintry weather since late November.
No kidding.
Yes, hundreds.
My God.
Yeah.
Good for them, folks.
Keep up the good work. Now,
absolutely.
On the same note, New Orleans, Louisiana, four conservation groups said they'll sue the National Marine Fisheries Service over shrimping efforts on effects on threatened and endangered sea turtles. Now, the Center for Biological Diversity, Turtle Island Restoration Network, Sea Turtle Conservation, and the Oceana contend that shrimp nets drown more than 53,000 turtles a year.
Oh.
Wow.
What can we do about that, Dr. Day?
Well, do you know what?
What?
Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation grants $3 million to Oceana for the preservation of protecting the planet's oceans and marine species.
We love Leo.
Yes, we do.
God bless him.
That's a pretty nice effort there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Probably a good tax write-off, too. But
do you know Leo, Carol?
I don't know him personally.
Oh, too bad.
I'm just looking at Wild Extra.
I was going to tell him about a wildlife group in Indiana that would love a million or two to do, so we'd be very happy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dr. Day. I'm so sorry.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh,
well,
be.
No, that's pretty nice for Leonardo to do that.
Yeah.
And any efforts we can make to help the endangered sea turtles.
Yeah.
We do what we can. All right, we've got a new baby in Jacksonville. The seventh baby giraffe has been born at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens in less than 4 years. The male reticulated giraffe was born February 13th, weighing 119 pounds, and he was only 5'4" when he was born. Yeah.
Poor mom.
Yeah, now the right to name the new calf will be auctioned at an annual fundraiser scheduled for April 12th.
Well, good for them. That's a much better giraffe story than the one you had a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
God bless us.
All right, well, it's going to be a good year if you like salmon and a bad year if you are a salmon. Juneau, Alaska, the state's record pink salmon harvest, will drive prices down for several years.
Yeah.
Alaska fleets caught 219 million pink salmon this last year.
My Lord, that's incredible.
Yeah.
I love salmon.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Good year if you like salmon. Good year if you're
You know, there's nothing better than a nice grilled piece of salmon with a baked sweet potato and a side of kale. I mean, that's the healthiest meal one can eat.
Oh, I love kale. Kale's yummy.
Kale's the best.
Yeah.
Right. Salmon on the smoker is the way to go.
Oh, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, I do that, but I just put it in my toaster oven, too.
Salmon in the toaster oven.
Yep.
You ever had that before, Billy?
No, can't say I have.
We'll have to try that.
Well, we've got a cooking show tonight also.
Yes, we do. We're full of recipes.
All right. Now, for our listeners in Montpelier, Vermont, the Fish and Wildlife Commission announced that the loon, the white-tailed deer, and the brook trout will be replaced on the state's conservation license plates this year.
Whoa. That'll be nice.
So if you want to help do a little conservation up by these new animal plates.
We will do that if I lived in Vermont.
All right, now this is going on all across the country. Our little web-footed friends could use a little help this year because of the frozen waterways, rivers, and lakes. It has left a little food for the ducks to eat this year during this unusually cold winter.
Yeah.
So if you can help those little guys out like you're doing with the crows and the starlings.
Oh, I'd like
to
help
them. Throw
them
a handful because they're having a hard time this year.
We love the ducks. We love all the little birds.
Yes, we do. Nothing cuter than a baby duck.
Yeah. Go ahead then, Dr.
Okay. Sorry. All right, let's go to our local news.
Okay.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. The Fort Wayne Children's Zoo is celebrating a baby boom with the births of two colobus monkeys.
Oh, very cool. I want one.
Yeah, now, as we know, the colobus monkeys are native to eastern and central Africa rainforests, and their survival is threatened by habitat destruction.
Of course.
Now, have you worked with colobus monkeys in your educational programs?
No, never have. Our good friend Joan Embry with the San Diego Zoo, she has a colobus monkey that she uses in her presentations. I'd always liked to. They're quite striking. I mean, they're beautiful, black and white, and they're big. They're huge. But, of course, we love our little olive baboon. Well, not little anymore, 28 pounds, but...
Elizabeth is up to 28 pounds now?
Yeah, she is.
Oh, God.
Oh, I know it's all downhill from here.
Oh, God, yes.
And she's still smarter than I.
Well, that goes without saying, so.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, also local news, our friend John Mellencamp will play at the Frontier Days this summer in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Oh, well, the little bastard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's his nickname, folks. Sorry for
yeah.
the children.
For our listeners out in Cheyenne, you'll have a chance to see John X. Cooper Mellencamp.
Mm-hmm.
All right, also in the wild music news,
yeah.
guitarist Neil Sean of Journey is 60 years old today, along with singer Johnny Van Zant of Lynyrd Skynyrd. He's 54 today.
Well,
yeah.
God bless him.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yes. Very.
And we know where Lynyrd got their name from.
I forget that story, Dr. Day.
Their high school gym coach.
Oh, I'd forgotten that, yeah.
Yes, and he told them that they would never amount to anything, and so they decided, well, they'll just name the band after their gym coach. And he ended up suing them and to get away with using his name, they just spelled it and changed a couple letters to get away with using
well,
the
good
name.
For
the
them. Wow.
I saw their first tour. When they opened for The Who.
Oh, Carol Schofield, yes?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was great.
Oh.
I mean, way back, their very first tour, you know?
My gosh.
Yeah.
I'm guessing late 70s?
Yeah, yeah. No. It was 70, oh, God. Yeah, maybe, yeah, late 70s, yeah. Right. Yeah, it's late 70s. That's right.
Yeah, Civic. All right. Well, let's finish up the Wild World News tonight. Now, the Old Farmer's Almanac says the next 2 weeks will be the best for fishing if you can get through the ice where you live. Now, for our Wild World facts of the day, the poison arrow frog has enough poison to kill about 2,200 people.
That's nice to know.
Yeah.
Don't give that information to the Taliban.
All right. Now, Kojo, the first gorilla born in captivity, was born at the Columbus Zoo in 1956 and weighed 3.25 pounds when it was born.
Wow.
Hard to imagine.
Hard to imagine.
A gorilla being born that small.
Yeah.
Now, giraffes and rats can go longer without water than camels.
Is that, wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, so I didn't know you could get water out of a rat, but, you know, you never know when you might have to. Well,
yeah.
That's the Wild World News for February the 27th.
Well, once again, a great job done by Dr. Henry Day and his staff at the Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana. Now, HD, we want to thank everyone for joining our show. I hope you are enjoying it. And we also want to thank my company, Wildlife Educational Services Incorporated, and our wonderful website, LarryTheAnimalGuide.com, tells all about our wildlife rescue work that we do. Also, our wildlife education programs and, of course, our beautiful Facebook page that you can enjoy, Larry the Animal Guy and Friends, with lots of questions about animals, lots of photographs. It's all there for you, and they make it possible for us to be on this darn network we're on every week worldwide, Blog Talk Radio.
Its arms for me. When you get the feeling everything's alright, and I want you to know I love you,
What happened?
I don't know.
Our guest tonight, Carol Schofield, with us, and with Foothill Records. It's nice to have you along, Carol. Tell us about the music that we just heard for a brief moment. I don't know what happened.
Let's see. That was Rainbows. And lead was sung by Carl D. Wilson, son of Dennis Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And song done by Matt Jardine, Al's son, and Justin Wilson, son of Carl.
Oh.
Produced by Rob Bonfiglio with Mark Planet, master engineer.
Oh, well, with no connection to the
cool.
Beach Boys.
Yeah, and you know what?
Wow.
I looked up at this, about the Lynyrd Skynyrd little ditty, and it was 1973 on the Quadrophenia tour.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That's what it is.
Well,
I knew it was early. Yeah.
Well, it's
so
great
anyway.
To have you on the show. We had the Taliban get hooked up on the show last week, and all the phone lines were disconnected.
So, well, are they calling themselves the Beach Boys Boys?
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. They're not, but you know, you never know. And then also, let's see, Foothill is has a smaller location.
Yeah.
Foothill Records has a smaller location.
Mm-hmm.
In Burbank, and it's slowly being put together. You know, we haven't had many mice that have been helping lately, so instead of helpers, they just decided that they were too worn out from Christmas, so they couldn't help any longer either. So it's
everybody's busy.
It's busy. Yeah, good help is hard to find, you know.
Oh, my. Well,
yeah.
If we were in California, we'd help Carol.
It's like, you know, the high price of paying for help these days. But anyway, so that's coming along. People love it. And we're going to have Fillmore and Avalon posters and things in there, along with vinyl and very select CDs. Because we know that CDs are going the way of the cassette tape and the 8-track. So, you know, and vinyl rules. Yep. But,
cassettes are coming back? Are you saying cassettes are coming back?
No. But you know what? Sell cassettes on Amazon, though, as long as they're sealed.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing. Oh. And, yeah. And also, you know, I sell lots of vinyl. The vinyl on Amazon outsells the CDs. I sell, I've gone through a box of 100, LP mailers in a month. Yeah, in a month's time.
My gosh.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that's what's happening with the store. It's just sort of coming along, and then Harvey, he's going to be, promoting it in his, way that he's really good at.
And we're talking about Harvey Kubernick, the noted writer.
Yeah, you know, and he's a marketing wizard.
He is a marketing one. And he has a fantastic new book out that you guys are kind of working together on that's out
now.
Yeah,
it's
out
now.
I've got written in my notes here, the Beatles, 50 Years Since They Invaded America in Hollywood. Is that the correct title, or am I slightly off?
Let's see. I have a book here somewhere. Let me go in the other room and get it.
Okay.
I'll tell you the correct title, because it isn't in my notes. Yeah. It's like, if you saw my place, you'd really laugh.
I get them. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah. It's called, it was 50 Years Ago Today, the Beatles Invade America and Hollywood. The Beatles are the soundtrack of my generation. They are and always will be my muse. I'll listen to a few songs before a show and get a rush of emotions. They had the best drummer in rock and roll that really made recording swing. They were natural progression from the roots of the music. And that was a quote from Clem Burke, drummer, co-founder of Blondie.
Wow.
Yeah, that's on the front cover. And, it's a good little book. I mean, Harvey, he's just the way he writes.
He's a writing machine.
Yeah. And the Laurel Canyon book is like a big book.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Monterey Pop book he did.
Oh, yeah. Did you get a copy of the Laurel Canyon hardback?
Oh, we certainly did.
Yeah,
I believe
love
Dr. Day
it.
Stole it from me.
Yep.
Oh, look at that.
I have it right now, yeah.
Yeah. And then he had exclusive rights to various photos. And it has interviews with George Harrison and Brian Wilson and Phil Spector, Tim Fowley, Clem Burke, Andrew Oldham, Henry Diltz, Berry Gordy of Motown, Bobby Rogers of the Miracles, Doug Feiger of the Knack, Ravi Shankar, and engineer producer Richard Bosworth.
Uh huh.
And also, there was interviews with the AM radio of LA's AM radio DJ Dave Hull from KRLA.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we're going to be discussing doing a Doors book.
Oh, I know. He's talking about that. He's already in.
Yeah.
To go back to the Beatles, do you know who promoted the Hollywood Bowl concert? Who the money guy was behind that? Do you know Dr. Day?
When they first right off, no.
Their first tour in 1964. Do you know Carol?
No.
Bob Eubanks. Bob Eubanks.
Oh, Bob Eubanks, the dating game, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he had some. And he hauled them around in a station wagon.
Oh, God.
And,
that's crazy.
And I know when they, you know, now we talk about bands and their writers, what they demand that they, that the promoter supplies to them. Do you know what the Beatles asked for in 1964 when they went on their first America tour? What was on their writer? Do you have any idea?
Bag of Fifth and M's each.
Some Cokes, if they could come up with them, four cots, and a black and white television.
Wow. Jeez. That's crazy.
Oh,
wow.
My Lord. That's now we look at these bands and, you know, they. And another great story from Brian Epstein, and I'm sure Harvey has it in the book, but they were talking to a T-shirt company, and the T-shirt company was thinking before they went into these negotiations, they were going to put out a Beatles T-shirt,
mm-hmm.
that they were going to have to give them probably 60-70% of the profits.
Mm-hmm.
And they go into the meeting with Brian Epstein, and he says, we demand that we get at least 25% of the profits.
Oh, yeah.
He cost them millions. I mean, he was great at putting an image together, but as far as business sense and what they should have gotten on T-shirts and other sales, he didn't have a clue. I mean, and you look at a lot of the interviews when they ask them, what are you going to do with all your money? And they go, what money? And it was true.
Exactly.
They were broke.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
that's rock and roll.
And when they played the Indiana State Fair here in Indianapolis in the latter part of August and September, they left with no money because of the Indiana state tax laws. And basically the state of Indiana collected $59,000. And I don't know if the Beatles ever got their money from doing those two shows at the Indiana State Fair.
Wow.
No. It's changed a big, big bunch. And I also know, I'm full of this Beatles knowledge, if they like the venue,
mm-hmm.
their show would be 30 minutes, which is...
Wow.
If they didn't like the venue, they'd play the songs faster, and the show would be like 25 minutes.
God.
And they'd have five warm-up acts. Jackie DeShannon, the Righteous Brothers toured with them, and the Righteous Brothers begged to get off tour because they were not, you know, the girls were, they'd be up there singing "You Got That Loving Feeling," and all the girls would be screaming, "We want the Beatles," which for a recording artist was like, oh my God, how do I get out of this mess? And the Bill Black combo was part of their tour, Jackie DeShannon. And maybe later on I'll think of the rest. But, yeah, that was
great.
That was, gosh, the music industry's come a long way.
I have a few Bill Black combo 45s in one of my jukeboxes.
Really?
Yeah, like Memphis Stroll.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Closing Time or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh. They're great.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, it is.
It is. And you know, Carol and Dr. Day, we have to think, you know, the kids now, they're MP3s and downloading music. Look at the musical changes we've gone through. The 45, the LP, the 8-track tape.
4-track tape, too.
Yeah, the 4-track.
Yeah.
The cassette. And then, I don't know what year the CD was introduced. Of course, that added a whole new atmosphere to a musical world because there was no hissing, no sounds. I mean, it was like, boom, the music was there, so crystal clear.
Yeah, yeah.
And now the CD is going to be a thing of the past, and vinyl records are coming back, which is just...
Yeah.
It's a weird world.
Yeah, they just went away. They just sort of got quiet for a while.
They did, but we're glad they're coming. We're going to take a short break. We're talking music tonight, everybody. This is Larry Batson, and you're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio.
Here's a hot topic about our wildlands and living with the natural role of fire.
Yard work is not just a matter of pride when you live in the wildland-urban interface. It's also about survival. Here are some FireWise tips that can help protect your home from wildland fire. Prune your trees 6 to 10 feet above the ground. Remove dead leaves and branches and dispose of them before fire season. Water your lawn regularly and store firewood away from the house. Be prepared for a fire emergency by having a plan for your family and pets. Learn more at our website, and then sit back and enjoy. You worked for it.
This hot topic was made possible by the Teresa and H. John Hines III Foundation. Learn more about the natural role of fire, how to protect your community, and get the latest fire information. Visit the National Interagency Fire Center website at NIFC.gov. That's NIFC.gov.
We're Rascal Flatts. There's a place where ordinary people do extraordinary things every day. That place is called the American Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn more.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, here's your host, Larry Batson.
We'll be back with Carol Schofield in just a little bit. We want to remind everyone that this part of the program is brought to you by McGregor Mountain Lodge in beautiful Estes Park, Colorado. If you've never had the opportunity to visit the Rockies, you owe it to yourself. Gosh, Estes Park, what a beautiful destination, right on the boundaries of Rocky Mountain National Park. And what a great place to stay, McGregor Mountain Lodge. They've got a variety of cabins and lodges with all sorts of, hot tubs and so forth available. Go to the website, www.mcgregormountainlodge.com. Michael Hodges is the proprietor. I'm telling you, folks, you have wildlife in your backyard. It's unbelievable. Bighorn sheep, elk, mule deer. Right on the step of Deer Mountain, and there the great Long's Peak, and beautiful Rocky Mountain. I call it God's country, everybody. So go to their website, mcgregormountainlodge.com. Excuse me. They make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
This is a song about me. This is a song about me. This is a song about me and you. It's not that I'm self-centered. It's not that I'm obsessed. I have within me demons. They're the ones who make me seem possessed. Because I want to end starvation, warfare, and disease. I want to have...
Wow. What's going on?
Yeah.
What happened there?
And as we finish out the book review of the show, there's another book called Dominoes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and it takes place, it begins in Grass Valley at the Bluegrass Festival, and it works its way through the high desert areas of California.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by Stevie Blaha, and on Amazon Kindle, and it comes in four parts, or it comes in the complete Dominoes, and you can go to the Stevie Blaha Facebook page.
Yeah.
You can go to dominoesnovel.com. You can Google it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite a wonderful book, and one of the reviews says, Blaha has a winner with Dominoes. The tension builds and doesn't let up.
Wow.
And it's excellent.
You described it as a soap opera when we talked earlier.
It's definitely a soap opera.
Oh, my.
And there's a lot of smart-ass comments in it. it has a personality.
Yeah.
It flows really well. It's like, it's an amazing read for a first-time writer. And anyway, so that's there. And the song that you just played, song about me, Stevie wrote that. And Stevie wrote that with Neil Innes from Monty Python and the Ruddles.
Oh, my. Dr. Day.
And
Rutland Weekend.
And California Feeling 2. It has P.F. Sloan. Mm-hmm. It has Neil Innes, Mary Wilson. Let's see, who else? Oh, David Marks. A whole slew of people. It's going to be bigger than the previous one. And so we're all pretty excited about that. And
you know, you do amazing things, Carol. I mean, with your record stores and record labels and now getting into the book business, you are an amazing woman.
Well, it takes a lot of planning. I mean, I have to sort of like spread it out. It gets really thin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like thin. Let me tell you, God, I've but I've had, you know, a lifetime of doing things on the thin. So, you know, so it's good.
How did you start your career? Let's begin there. How did you get started in this?
When I was born.
Oh, well.
Well, it started in 73, but I was influenced when I was about 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that, because my family went to all the first-run musicals, and so I was carted along also.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep. I was there when the opening of, like, South Pacific, Oklahoma, I saw all those films when I was little. You know,
those
first
are classics.
Yeah, but to be influenced at that young age, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you know, just everything moved along. And then I was working at Bank America.
Yeah.
And Bank America just didn't make it. And I was there with Norton Buffalo. He worked at Bank of America also,
mm-hmm.
in processing. And he would tell me nightly, as he's playing his harp, sitting there at the big NCR machine, he'd go, "You know what? I'm going to be a star." And he was.
Yeah.
And I knew that I wanted to do something else than work at a bank.
Sure.
And so music was the passion. And a few record stores later, here we are.
Oh, I'm telling you. Of course, Mr. Buffalo played with Steve Miller, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
And they were on Al Jardine's album, A Postcard from California. They play on Help Me Rhonda, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
Did you not know that?
No, let me look.
Oh, yes.
Jeez, criminy.
Our good friend Al Jardine has been on the show. He talked about the late Mr. Buffalo. And
yeah, I really liked Postcards California.
That's
a
beautiful album. I mean,
yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I have a signed copy.
I told Al that deserves to win a Grammy. I said, it's just stellar, and the performances on that between America and Neil Young, and of course it has the last recording of all the Beach Boys together. I can't think of the song right off the top of my head, though I should know that, but I think the sonality's already started to set in.
Isn't it funny how that happens? We all sort of have to go and research things as we're talking.
No, I know. I know.
Nah,
my whole life is research.
Yeah, exactly. Right, but yeah, so and Stevie, he's all excited about this the California feeling too, and I'm all excited about it. And the Yo Mama, that should be coming out also sometime late spring, early summer. And, you know, it's just a matter of doing these things in, one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it's a lot of things.
Oh, and then, I know.
And then the David Marks Life at Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're going to be putting the artwork together soon. So that's really a super release. So those are the things that Ms. Music Productions is coming up with, and everything will be available as always on my website, Foothill Records, and on Amazon, and Harvey's book, the Beatles book, is available on Amazon. And those are some of the things.
Oh, I know. Billy, let's do another track. Let's hope the whole thing plays this time. I don't know what's going on. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
I sense, I feel, suspended in space, touching earth at my own pace. A current rises up, grabs me from behind, all at the same time. My own shadow's wings, my innocence, kneel before wisdom, overcome pretense. The chamber of my heart opens, I'm so blessed by a soft, warm, sweet caress. I experience effortless crescendos, swelling into grand, eloquent wonder. The whole universe lights up, no longer afraid. I face the thunder. I feel a peace that passes all understanding. The beauty of life breathes through me and keeps expanding. Homes on a blue steel wall. Every time I fall, everywhere I go, everything I do reminded me of you. And patience and enthrall, the calm before you crawl. Read the pages all written on a blue steel wall. The sheer exhilaration of existence, the drum in my loneliness. A joy overtakes me that is beyond any human emotion. A sweetness brings me to celebration. Life says, yes, this is the initiation. Knows all beauty, crying out in all things, beyond what earthly treasure brings. Homes on a blue steel wall. Every time I fall, everywhere I go, everything I do reminded me of you. And patience and enthrall, the calm before you crawl. Read the pages all written on a blue steel wall. Homes on a blue steel wall.
That's what we're talking about from Yo Mama. Yeah. I love this
and
CD.
That's Stephen Kilinich and John Tivitt. They are one awesome team, the way they write and work together. They just create like crazy. And I might add, though, Rainbows from California Feeling 2, it was written by Stephen Kilinich, Dennis Wilson, and Carl Wilson.
Oh, my.
And, yeah, and Stevie and Dennis, they were like really close friends. And he was like one of Stevie's best friends. And they, I don't know, did you know that they wrote Little Bird together?
I do. In fact, Steve's a friend of the show. We've had him on a couple times, and we just love him. He's just the best.
Yeah, Steve, wonderful. He's like, he's like super. And he's an inspiration to me. All
I'll
the time. Yeah. And John, he's a talent in his own also, as far as being a, you know, a blues producer and all. And he, have you ever heard his Don Covey tribute? And
no.
His, yeah, that is like awesome. And then also the Curtis Mayfield tribute.
Mm-hmm.
He did that, and it has a lot of good artists on it. And Huey Lewis in the News is on one of the tracks. And it's those are some really good pieces of work. And you know, I'm just thankful that Mark Lynette introduced me and Stevie, because if it wasn't for Mark Lynette introducing me and Stevie, none of this would be happening. We wouldn't be talking. And it's all, you know, thanks to Mark, Stevie, and Grace.
Oh, I know. It's just wonderful. Your artists are so diversified on your label. I mean, it's just, I think I'm back in 1969.
I know. Isn't it great?
No, it is.
Hold it.
It's just the best. I feel sorry for the children now, because I'm so glad when I grew up, like Dr. Day and myself, and we had all these wonderful artists and music, and nothing like it is now. I mean, you know, and the kids will say, well, you're just old. You just don't appreciate. I do appreciate good music, and I'm not hearing it so much anymore.
Yeah, I know, and we're putting it out.
Yep. And you are.
Yeah, and God, you know what? Seems like there's going to be room for another show coming up. Oh, man. Here we go.
Well,
chapter 3.
I know. Billy, let's listen to another tune. We'll dedicate this one to Bruce Harriet, who's not here tonight, but if he was, we'd verbally abuse him.
Uh-oh.
I'm so regretful that he didn't call in so I could do that. But
yeah.
Our guest tonight, Carol Schofield, and you're listening to Blog Talk Radio.
Died in combat,
killing their teams.
And John Tivitt, guys, Carol.
Yeah, and you know, I want to get this in, is that I want to thank everyone who's been on the California Feeling, mm-hmm. that contribute to that LP, mm-hmm. everyone who has supported the making of it, mm-hmm. and all the artists that have continued to grow with us with being on California Feeling 2, mm-hmm. and have had faith in them being a success, and there's a lot of people that have made these releases possible, and without them, this music wouldn't be doing such wonderful work with these titles.
It would be on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that too. you wouldn't get copies of them.
I do. I want copies of everything. That's
I know,
one thing I love about this. I get free music.
Yeah. Did I, you remember Rockin' Rebels Wild Weekend, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because we did a reissue of that.
Oh, my. On vinyl.
Yeah, yeah. I'll send you one.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. I just love free stuff.
I know, I do too.
That's one of the things. We don't do payola. We just like free CDs and albums.
Yeah, I know. It's wonderful.
It's the best.
Yeah, it is.
And I want to remind everyone, also, I neglected to mention this during my commercial, that our book Alphabet Swamp is available for $10. I believe I sent you a copy, Carol.
Yeah, you did. It's really cute.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Yeah, that's like awesome.
Oh, well, thank you.
I was impressed.
My wife and I appreciate that. But you can get a copy, they're $10, and autograph to whomever, and it's available through our website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com,
mm-hmm.
and helps support our wild animal family, which right now is going to be covered with 5 to 10 inches of snow, we're told, this weekend. So we can't wait for that to happen.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember what snow looks like, Carol?
Yeah, a few weekends ago. That was last weekend. I was out there. God.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, 9 degrees in Fairfield, Pennsylvania. 9 degrees at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
and it got to 20 degrees as we were driving along the 140 going to the Baltimore airport.
Oh, well, that's not too far from Billy Willard.
That's right.
Yeah.
it was cold. Jeez. And it was like, my God, even with the heater on,
We know.
Yeah. Yeah,
There's a billboard on that highway that you were on. It says, not too far from Billy Willard.
I kind of doubt that exists.
Well, we'll just have to call the next time we're out there.
Oh, Billy'd love to have you come by.
That's right.
Okay.
You know those folks in Virginia, they're just friendly. Them in West Virginia, they're just friendly.
Yeah, I love driving the highways out there. It's fun.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. It's scenery.
Yeah.
Gosh.
No, it's crazy. Right. And, actually, there's a few people that drive crazy, but for the most part, people drive sane out there. Compared out here?
You're so right. Oh my God! I know the craziest times. What's that big highway that goes through L.A.? 509 or something.
Oh, the 405.
405. Oh my lord! 10 lanes of craziness.
Oh God! And the 14 is really bad too.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can remember one of our trips out there to do the Tonight Show, and I'd never driven in L.A. traffic before, and they put me in the van with all the animals.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I
should
say.
Who was on, Johnny Carson or Jay Leno?
Well, the only Tonight Show, Johnny Carson.
Oh, you were on the Johnny Carson.
Yeah, we would take animals out there for Jim Fowler from the old Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Wow.
We'd go out there and do Johnny Carson, and we'd do Merv Griffin. This will really age us.
Wow.
Mike Douglas.
Oh, wow.
And it seems like every time we went out and did those shows, we'd run into Robert Goulet. Don't ask me why. But
no.
King and I, Robert Goulet. But, yeah, we'd go out there. And in fact, I have to tell you, the first cell phone I ever saw was in Merv Griffin's Rolls Royce.
Oh, wow.
And it was huge. I mean, it wasn't nothing like what we have now that we could slip in our pockets. It was...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's like in, I watched Wall Street with Michael Douglas, the second
mm-hmm.
one,
mm-hmm.
Money Never Sleeps, and he's getting out of prison.
Yeah.
And the cop goes, one cell phone, and it's one of those big honking cell phones.
That's what Merv Griffin had. We had some great adventures out there. We always stay at Toluca Lake.
Oh, Toluca Lake's great. Yeah, it's nice there.
Oh, yeah, we'd eat Bob's Big Boy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And we stayed at the Toluca Lake Motel because they're the only ones around there that let us keep our animals in there.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And we had a friend, Mike Delaney, from the Cincinnati Zoo, and he brought out for the Carson Show an aardvark.
Oh, wow.
And let me explain something about an aardvark to our listeners. I know we don't have smell-o-vision, but if you took like a skunk and mixed it with a really old locker room and then the urine-soaked streets of New York City and kind of put all those aromas and stirred them up together, that's an aardvark.
Gosh, that makes me think of the streets of Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Well, and he would keep it in his room, and every morning he'd open his door, we'd pick him up to go do what, you know, we did several TV shows. We did Regis Philbin when he was out there.
Uh-huh.
And this aroma would come out of his room like, whoa. I mean.
God. Yeah.
And then when we did the Carson Show, the aardvark, I don't know why they did this. They provided a big sand pit for the aardvark to dig in so they could demonstrate its digging ability.
Oh, splendid.
Oh, yeah. So the aardvark dug a big hole and took a big dump. And
oh, God. And so how did Johnny Carson react?
Oh, like all of us. Our eyes winced and the aroma filtered through the studio. And it was like, and I can still remember the prop man who was in charge of that, who built the thing for the aardvark. He was so mad that aardvark had pooped in his sandbox. I mean, he was livid. I mean, it was the funniest thing.
I guess he didn't have cats, huh?
No. Well, this would be like if you took 1,000 cats. I mean, it was brutal. I mean, it was so brutal. But
God,
you know, where would you hear a story like that? But anywhere, wild world. You know. You know what I'm saying, Dr. Day?
That's right. Aardvark poop.
We don't want to make any association, but we got another track we want to listen to. You're listening to, of course you're listening to. What am I saying? You have no doubt about it. This is Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
That's it.
The world. sandwiches along the way. I'm grateful. I rejoice and express myself in music. God gave me a voice to sing with, to laugh with, to cry and even sigh. A voice against the tyranny that would let us die. It screeches out for liberty, for freedom's call. It catches us in a hardship. It breaks our fall. To each and every soul that has ever been born, to all lives that have been torn, I sing you, I salute you, each and every one. The inner battle rages. We fight them one by one. To all the tortured souls and the dictators and orators, all of them not whole. Make the bad things disappear till grace is near. Yeah. Each and every soul. People are pubs and bars, gulp down another drink. Some say living is restless waters, no tranquility, and ever struggling with no serenity. Maybe it's the nature of all things. Let us see what the new year brings. Who will be here to sing? Let it all not be for nothing. For the final victory may not be today, but one day it will be. To each and every soul that has ever been born, to all lives that have been torn, I sing you, I salute you, each and every one. The inner battle rages, we fight them one by one. Chaos to all the tortured souls and the dictators and orators, all of them not whole. Make the bad things disappear till grace is near. Each and every soul. Each and every soul. Each and every soul. To each. The blind leading the deaf. To history, depth and span. For this the widow sacrificed their man. To gain this land. To all lives that have been torn. To each and every soul that's ever been born. To each and every soul. To each and every soul.
Well, more from the Foothill Records, Carol Schofield. Carol, gosh, what a pleasure, what a treasure you are to have on our show.
And one quick last thing.
Sure.
California too, and Yo Mama too. Mm-hmm. They're going to be exclusively on 180 gram vinyl with a digital download card.
Oh,
yeah.
And how do they get to that? Through foothillrecords.com?
Yeah, the Foothill Records, and then they'll be on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Be on the website Foothill Records.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the Ms. Music catalog and the Citadel Records catalog, which is classical movie soundtrack music. It's all there at Foothill Records. And so they can order directly from Foothill when they are released, and on Amazon.
Right.
And then downloads also from iTunes and et cetera.
Oh, that's, well.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, I'm telling you. I was... All the best. What a great show, Dr. Day.
It was a great show. Carol, do I understand that one of those songs you played earlier was written by Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys?
Yeah, Rainbows was Stephen, Stevie and Dennis and Carl Wilson wrote Rainbows.
Well, I really enjoyed that.
Great song. Great time.
Yeah.
And Billy, and once again, a wonderful job from Virginia.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We'll have to do this again.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Oh, we have such a blast. You're such a wonderful person.
God.
We love your sunshine you bring to our show. Sometimes kind of dismal. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's kind of dark. Sometimes we don't get a word in edgewise, especially when Harvey Kubernick is on. We had like 10 words on. We went on forever. And
yeah, Harvey's a talker.
Hey, we have our meetings at Solly's Restaurant, that's an event, you know.
That should be a video.
Yeah, the food's really good.
I'll bet.
Yeah, Harvey's great.
He's
you know, Kubrick, he rocks and he rolls, and he's definitely the man of the valley, you know.
He absolutely is.
Does Harvey have a nickname?
I don't think so. I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Oh,
you know.
Give him one.
I mean, you know, everybody knows him, though, in the valley. That's for sure.
I'll bet. How could they not?
I know. And, but, you know, he's really put a lot of himself into all the years that he's been doing these things.
Oh.
And, you know,
he's been tremendous for our show. We just appreciate his friendship.
Yeah, he's really a good spirit.
He is a good spirit. We want to tell everybody that coming up in the next few weeks, Jimmy Greenspoon from Three Dog Night, Joe Vitale from Joe Walsh and the Eagles and Peter Frampton, Mitch Schechter from, the Ripcords, and a big surprise, folks, everybody, music legend, Woodstock veteran, Fillmore veteran, Leslie West is going to be on the show in the next few weeks, and we're looking forward to that with his new album, Still Climbing. Have a great week, everybody. You've been listening to Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Have a happy weekend.
Thanks for listening this week to Larry Batson's Wild World. Be sure to join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson. Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Larry Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Services production in association with Blog Talk Radio.